Hey, let's do it. It is the John DeMella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Dave and all the best stuff from today's morning show, a Tuesday edition of the JDB Show, August 25th. Not an episode for vegans, seeing as we spend about half our time discussing bacon, but we also delved into other foods to start off. Toddler taters. There's a hurricane petition that caught our attention. Rock and roll all night was featured in song stories. Some student got busted on Zoom already by her teacher. And we celebrated two rock and roll anniversaries, Born to Run and Elton at the Troubadour. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Hey, I got a question for you. I came across a story this morning. What age years is toddler? Is that like starting to
work to three?
I'd say 2 to 3.
Two to three?
Yeah. All right. 2 and 3 years old.
All right. So basically you both have toddlers.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Because Harry Keough is a 3-year-old with a special love for McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
All right.
Relatable.
And it seems that he's also a very tech savvy tot.
Okay.
Okay. He managed to wrangle his father's smartphone and place an order for $36 worth of McDonald's French fries.
Dude, you got to password protect. I learned this with YouTube and Amazon Prime.
Right, right. And he had them delivered by Uber Eats.
Wow. That's
impressive.
Right?
Wow. That's
intense.
All of
a sudden, there's a knock at the door, and there's a guy standing there with $36 worth of French fries, which, by the way, is 9 orders of large French fries. All right, and he's going like, well, what are you doing? He goes, there's the order. Here's the phone number. And that's when the dad realized that the 3-year-old went and ordered $36 worth of fries.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Sad news this morning.
All right.
I don't know. Have you been following the two hurricanes that are about to hit the Gulf Coast?
No.
Other than the fact that they're about to hit together.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, one was Marco and the other one was
Polo.
Right. Well, that's what they want it to be.
That's, it should be. I mean, it's obvious.
That's what they're. The other one's Laura. Right. And they and there's a change.org petition demanding that the Laura be changed to Polo.
I'm signing
so that,
it.
So that Marco Polo could be hitting the Gulf Coast at the same time. Unfortunately, Marco could not see things through and his dream alive.
Oh, man.
Marco is dissipating.
He petered out?
It's just petering out. That's it. He's done.
Wow, it's a shame.
Right. Marco.
Polo.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Do you know, other than a song by the Beatles, do you know what a glass onion is?
No.
Right? Do you?
Yeah, it's like the port in a coffin.
Yeah, right, right. You ever see coffins that have like the little glass window in them? Right? No, it's old school when, you know.
Like, so you look in and see the person's like a.
Yeah, you see their face.
Like
see
a face. Window you'd see in like a boat?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're claustrophobic, it helps.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Well, a Detroit funeral home says EMT brought them a woman who was still alive.
Oh, boy.
All right.
How could they tell?
All right. Her family called 911 Sunday morning, and they found the 20-year-old unconscious and not breathing. They declared her dead after 30 minutes of CPR.
Wow.
All right. So the Detroit police tell the news that allegedly the woman was moved, and as she was moving, she was breathing a little bit, and you know, and they said, "Wait a second, she's still alive." And the EMTs dismissed it as a reflex from the medication they had administered.
Okay.
That it wasn't that at all. However, when they got them to the funeral home, the staff found her still very much alive and breathing and immediately called EMS and say, look, this lady is still alive. You better get her to a hospital. This is the nightmare that everybody has.
This is why I've gone cremate.
Right, right.
Yeah. I used to be Barry. I'm cremate all the way now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would wake you up also.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, with the quickness.
So later on this morning, Cindy, we're doing Steve's Bacon Facts, right?
Okay.
Because we have Gaffigan tickets to give away. Big fan of the bacon.
Very much so.
Bacon, it's up there with pizza. It is a perfect food. All right, you know, you could eat it on its own. You could eat it, you know, with something else. You could put it on pizza.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
I love it on pizza.
Bacon just makes the world a better place, right? And I don't think, I bet you everybody, I'm going to open this up. 215-263-WMGK. What did you have with, other than the basic things like bacon and eggs, or bacon and pancakes, or bacon and, you know, and maple syrup. Oh, bacon and maple syrup. That's so good.
Yep.
Anyway, what have you had or what have you made with bacon? What's your bacon surprise, your bacon recipe? Do you have one?
I've had a crab bisque with bacon in it.
With bacon.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good combo that I wasn't prepared for.
All right, don't you remember when Factory Donuts sent over those maple bacon donuts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, they were great. Right. They were great.
Do you crumble it in the soup, I guess?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of awkward for a spoon.
Like almost like bacon,
big strip.
Bacon bits.
Right. Yeah, I love it on grilled cheese,
right.
But which is kind of typical. But every once in a while, it's really good. Try it. If there's some left over in the fridge some nights,
right.
I'll just grab a stack and throw it in my wife's salad just to see her reaction.
Oh, that's the most perfect place for bacon.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why you crumble bacon.
Yeah.
Right? What do you mean leftover bacon, Dave?
I did expose myself. Listen, I make a whole pound. I don't leave anything go to waste.
Cindy, you're a cook, right? You know, what have you used bacon for?
Oh, I don't actually cook. I just make desserts.
You bake once in a while. Okay,
you can microwave bacon.
But I was thinking about those donuts with the bacon on them. And maple. Yeah, good.
There's some website. It comes out of Germany, and I think it's called Meet It. Right, but it's like it's a play on Eat It and Meat. So it's Meet It.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I got this recipe once for this. Basically, it's a burger, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
All right. You take you take a slab of chopped meat. You make like a sort of rectangle out of it. Right. And then you put a big wedge of Swiss cheese in the middle. Right.
All right.
And you roll that. And then you roll that in bacon.
So you roll it in the meat.
Right.
And then in the bacon.
And then you roll the bacon on the outside. It's kind of like beef sushi,
it's a meatloaf.
Because then you chop it into, you cut it into slices, and it's like, you know, and the cheese is oozing out the side. Oh, it's good.
Okay,
nice. Right,
so now you cook it as the log, and then cut it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, It's delicate work. You got to make sure that you got some toothpicks there because like the log wants to go one way and the bacon wants to go.
Sure, you're like the John Madden of bacon.
Yeah.
He's a turducken. Turkey inside a duck inside a chicken, shoving up his ass.
I know we are not alone. Everybody's gotten something special they've done with bacon. So tell us your bacon story this morning. This has got to be the silliest topic we've ever done.
No, not even close.
This is genius. Share.
Okay, right. Well, you know what Jim Gaffigan says about that stuff.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon!
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
All right, so what's your bacon recipe? What have you used it for? What odds thing have you come up with? We want to know about it. 215-263-WMGK.
It's John DeBella.
You're such a dork.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So Neil Bogart was the one-time president of Casablanca Records. My favorite Neil Bogart quote is, all right, good press is good press, bad press is good press, no press is bad press.
Oh, I didn't know that was him.
So, yeah, that was him. Oh, that cool. Was Neil. That was Neil. Well, Neil basically, you know, Kiss was on Casablanca, and Neil turned to the band and said, look, you guys need an anthem. you got to come up with a rock anthem. And they come up with one, obviously, that has lasted years and years and years. As a matter of fact, when Rock and Roll All Night came out, the same year that they released the studio version, they released the live version. Huh. And the live version is the one that everyone just loves. It's the one that's really become the biggest hit of the two. And here's what Gene had to say about it.
Every band that says that they hate fame is lying, okay? They're doing it because they want to get laid and they want to get rich, just like me. It's the best job in the world. And anybody that says that fame is it's lonely at the top, they're lying, okay? Go dig a ditch and tell me how good you like that job, okay? Learn to say it. You want fries with that? See how you like that for a while.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Sunny and 73 degrees outside right now, but increasing clouds today. Severe thunderstorms are headed our way. They're talking everything. Wind, heavy rain, flooding, hail.
Cats, dogs.
Right? Living together.
Any firenados?
Firenados. Have them all. It's all headed our way.
Derecho.
All right. Late this afternoon and into tonight, but 73 degrees outside right now. Did you hear about what happened to Zoom yesterday?
No.
Well, you've got all of these kids going back to school, and yesterday a lot of them returned, and they're all doing, you know, at homes, you know, teleschooling,
sure,
whatever you want to call that. Right. Anyway, they're all on Zoom, and they're all hit in at the same time. And Zoom just crashed.
Oh, really?
Just crashed in the worst way. Right? It took them, it started at 9 o'clock in the morning, took them to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon to go like, ooh, we weren't really prepared for that.
Wow.
All right. By the way, something you might want to teach your kids about using Zoom is that there is a mute switch. Cindy, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's this teenager who was recorded herself on the phone complaining about her teacher's rules for the class's Zoom call. And then a surprise happened to her. Here, listen to this for a moment. Come on. Okay, let's do it somewhere else then. Hang on a second. I promise.
Did our Zoom crash?
No, yeah, our Zoom crashed. Here we go.
I'm on a Zoom call, and the teacher is like, turn your camera on, just mute your mic, just don't be in bed or in the bathroom or, like, in your kitchen. Where else am I supposed to go? I don't got, like, 18 bedrooms.
Okay, easy. Easy now. You can be in your kitchen. I didn't say anything about not being in the kitchen. I just said you need to be in an appropriate place.
Oh my.
And I was just giving some examples.
God, I thought
you
I was.
You can be in your bedroom. I just mean don't be in bed under the blankets. Okay?
Right. Busted.
All right. So just something for you students who are teleschooling, right? There's a mute button. Use it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We said we were celebrating anniversaries today, so let's do this. It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And in the isolation booth this morning is, something we actually, this is one of the earliest isolation pieces that we ever did. And it's Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
Sure.
And seeing that today is the 45th anniversary of Born to Run, having been released, we figured, well, why not pull it out? Do you know when we did this one?
Oh, God.
I don't know if I was here.
4 years ago, maybe? If Steve wasn't here, it was longer than that.
2015.
Oh, that was the year Steve showed up.
Yeah, that's the year Steve showed up.
When I was born. Yeah, I was just born. John.
That's amazing.
And you
grew
so fast, right?
Always happens.
But with so many of these songs, there are things that happen in them. And if you haven't encountered an Isolation Booth song before, this is where we get the vocals from a particular song and then remix them into the song so you can hear what the singer is all about. Because a lot of times the vocals get lost in the mix, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it still doesn't make it for a bad song, but you don't actually hear every little thing, every nuance that happens, and especially when Bruce does the count off in this song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's a set of numbers that most of us don't really know.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So we want your, what do you do with bacon? All right, and we were talking about this earlier because of Gaffigan coming to town. Steve's put together a contest. It's Steve's Bacon Facts, and if you can get 2 out of 3 right, is that where you go?
Yeah, 2 out of 3 for today, and then it might turn into get one right or get one wrong. You're out, depending on how easy it is.
Right. So he's got these Bacon Facts, and you get 2 out of 3 right, and you get yourself a parking spot for Jim Gaffigan at the Live-In Drive-In. It's happening this Saturday night. You and 3 other people get to go. The show starts at 8. The gates open at 6:30. And if you want tickets on your own, phillies.com/drive-in is where you go. You know, bacon has so many incredible, you know, qualities. You know, the fact that how good it tastes, mm-hmm. how great it works with other things, and how much it eases pain and solves problems.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Pain relief.
Pain relief.
I didn't know about this part. No,
all you got to do, you got to cut it on your hand. Uh-huh. You know, put some bacon on it.
Really?
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. You get a flat tire. Right. Put some bacon on it.
No.
I'm telling you, it will work. All you got. There's a whole list of things.
What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone.
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some on it. Bacon on it. Rub some on it. Bacon on it. Rub some on it. Bacon on it.
Later on this hour, there are Jim Gaffigan tickets to be had with Steve's Bacon Facts, which got us talking about bacon this morning and how important it is to our lives. All right. And by the way, coming up, we got that Elton John stuff, too, the Elton John anniversary stuff. The Troubadour. Yeah. But we started talking about it and a lot because of Jim Gaffigan and his love of bacon. So we were asking people, and we're asking you to get on the phone now, 215-263-WMGK. What are you doing with bacon other than, you know, bacon and eggs, sure, right? You know, like I was saying, I made that thing where I take meat, chopped meat, right, and I make it into like a rectangle so I could roll it like it was like a sushi roll, right? And then in the middle of it, I put a big chunk of Swiss cheese, right? And then I roll that up, and then I wrap that in bacon, and I put some toothpicks through it, and I put it on the grill.
Is your cardiologist listening?
No, fortunately enough, he's in surgery at this time.
Is it yours?
He's preparing.
That's why I didn't talk about it at 6:40 this morning. All right. But you put it on the grill, and you slice it up like it's sushi pieces. I mean, it's just the bomb.
It's a meat log.
It is a meat log, right? And what was the one that you like making?
I had a crab bisque. That had bacon in it, and it was like, mm-hmm.
That works. Grilled cheese for me.
Right.
Just put some slabs down on it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right. But do you do anything beyond? See, that's a norm.
It is kind of normal. Well, I don't know how many people do grilled cheese.
It's not normal. I would have never thought
to
put bacon on my grilled cheese.
It's not fancy. Put cheese with bacon.
Do you keep bacon crumbles in the house? You have a bag of bacon crumbles?
No, I don't.
See, I do.
No bacon bits.
Because not bacon bits aren't real.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But I usually have a bag of real bacon crumbled up. Because, like, you have
a salad, that's perfect.
Yeah. You know, bibbity bobbity bacon. You know, just it's like bacon dust. It's like it just makes everything better. So we've got a bunch of people who are now on the phone, and it seems that Glenn is my first caller. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So, Glenn, what have you done with bacon?
Well, bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right, of course.
With an egg on a long roll.
We call that the cholesterol torpedo. Okay, Steve, what have you done with bacon? How have you made the world a better place?
At Thanksgiving last year, I took a flour tortilla,
right,
bacon, brie cheese, figs, wrapped it up, deep fried it, and everyone loved it more than everything else.
Make more, send them here.
Yes, wow. Please.
Carnival food.
I will. When Thanksgiving rolls around, I'll make some for you.
Kathy.
Hey, good morning.
What are you doing with your bacon?
Well, you put it in potato salad, right, but you also pour the bacon grease.
Oh, yes, most importantly.
Well, I serve it warm.
Uh-huh. Now, all right, wait, hold on. You said you make it warm. The potatoes are warm?
Yeah, I make it warm. We serve the potato salad warm.
Yeah, I'm sort of coming over to your side now.
Yeah.
Kathy, I was an undecided voter, and I think I'm coming to your side here. You sold me.
Okay.
Potato convention.
Christine.
Hi.
How have you made the world better with bacon?
It is great on a peanut butter sandwich.
Just peanut butter, no jelly. Just peanut butter and bacon?
Peanut butter and bacon on bread.
What kind of bread?
Just white bread, wheat bread. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right. Well, thank you, Christine. Patrick.
Yes.
How have you made the world better with bacon?
We take bacon, stuff them with jalapeno or jalapeno pepper stuffed with bacon, cream cheese, and cheddar cheese.
Yes, oh my God.
You bake it to 350 for about 20 minutes so the jalapeno peppers turn absolutely fantastic.
Hey, back off, Guy Fieri.
Oh, my gosh. They are so good.
Make some. Send them to us.
Sounds amazing.
I will.
All right. Daniel, what's your bacon thing?
My bacon thing is bacon-wrapped turkey meatloaf made with a whole bunch of fine-chopped mushrooms.
The only thing I don't like about it, I don't know about you, Dave, but what I don't like about it is he's throwing in that healthy turkey.
Yeah, right.
Really, you know what? I don't want turkey without bacon unless it's Thanksgiving.
Are you like putting it together on top? How's this? How are you working with the meatloaf and the bacon?
So meatloaf and the bacon, you do put it on top at the end, but while you're making it up, you actually pre-cook it. You throw it inside, so it's a moist meatloaf, but it's got that bacon crunch on the inside.
Oh, now, okay. Good.
There you
go. Now it's fine. It's fine with the turkey. Then.
Yeah, it's a meatloaf with a bacon shell. Is that what we're eating?
Yep. Yeah, basically.
Basically, he's making a loaf version of the thing I described earlier. All he's got to do is add cheese.
Yeah, basically.
Have a good morning.
Thank you very much.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
It was on Tuesday, August 25th in 1970 that Elton John gave his first U.S. performance, the Troubadour Club in West Hollywood, California, and basically a show that changed his life. And to mark that anniversary, British GQ did an interview with him, and we're going to get that link to it up online for you, because this actually is part of that link. There is video of him at the Troubadour.
Oh, cool.
Right, you know, doing this show. And, he's, you know, he was 22 years old back in 1970, and, you know, he just had formed a writing partnership with Bernie Taupin. Their skyscraping achievements at that point was a one flop album and three flop singles.
Okay.
Right? And then they went on to the Elton John album. And to tell you the truth, anyway, he did not, Elton didn't think that Your Song was a hit at all. He didn't hear it in the least. And as far as getting invited to play at the Troubadour, well, here's what he had to say about that.
I always wanted to come to America. I just thought we were earning such a reputation in England as a band. I thought it might be too soon to come. But I thought maybe leave it 2 or 3 months. But Dick James said, you must come. The Troubadour is a great club, and I knew the Troubadour. So he was right. I came, and everything happened that night, which kind of launched my career very quickly. I was extremely lucky to get an amazing review in the LA Times from Robert Hilburn. What do I know? Artists know nothing.
We've got more from Elton after this.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.